Okay, so the highway in Spitty Island, I can't say. So POL, we make POL thing here, that or POL, what happened to him the past 2 days, and what's going to happen tomorrow, he has no idea right now. He just hopes that that little glimpse of eternity and reality actually there on that eternal platform can remain in him, which of course it's always there, but that he can remain somehow there. Because what happened was he sat there one day in front of the altar of Shishi Gandharga Gir there, and he was seriously, I mean, praying for advice and guidance and help. He actually was just begging for help. And he was turning to the gurus, and then came this heavy guru voice in his mind and told him this whole sannyas, from a sannyas mouth, reality, harsh, heavy reality, you know, there is no love here. What you're doing is just, you're just being attracted to Maya, you know. When are you going to stop with that? Because he was then inquiring in relation to his, to the woman that he had started to become interested in. You know, just give it up. She thinks you're ridiculous, everyone thinks you're ridiculous, and that whole thing came, and he sat there crushed, completely crushed, realizing that, yeah, this is reality in this world. Oh, thank you for, you know, and it was painful there in the heart to realize and accept that fact, that all that he thought was some sweet love there, possibility of finding his beloved. In another, there, a female devotee, you know, he just thought was, you know, her, and then just came crashing down into a harsh reality. You know, she's a young, beautiful lady. She can have as many men as she wants, and so on and so forth. And, you know, probably this charming guy there who just moved in and bought a house there nearby, he's a relationship with her already, and she just didn't want to reveal any details. She just said it in this kind of way, you know, I'm overworked or whatever, which women sometimes do. I mean, just reality, come on. So there he was, waking up the next morning, didn't want to wake up, didn't want to get up. Venture took a walk up in his forest, holy mountain, windy, cloudy, autumnish, hard weather, as if forbidding dark and hard times, which it was anyway now. And the Third World War lurking around everywhere. Yes, this is the material world. This is Earth. Welcome. What are you going to do about it? You think you're going to have a little cute family life again here? Huh. You He saw what happened to the other one. And he's walking there with heavy steps and goes home. Sits down in front of his Gandharika Giridhar, and this time he turns to Gandharvika and says, "Today I want to hear, if you so please, you. Whatever you want to tell me or not tell me, or just please be here with me and do whatever you want with me." He prays like that for a long time. And then there she is. And as he writes it down, he can doubt that actually maybe this was just another one of my mind creations. But no, because that presence, her presence, was just completely beyond that dull mind. And most importantly, she didn't speak with a lot of words and rational expressions, but in another way, as if putting her finger to his mouth and say, "Shh, now just take this." And she taught him. As salespeople learn, when you speak to someone else, more than 90% of it the message, the impression, the other person gets is from, not from your intellectual word meanings, but your body language, the tone of your voice, and so on. So they learn how to adjust that to sell their products. But then he thought, or realized, sitting here in front of learning from Gandharika, that what it's really about is that we don't only speak with words, which are after all intellectual constructions. But also with souls, with feelings. With soul to soul. And that's where 90% is going on. But men, all you men, you are there in your left brain, thinking and talking. Just shh. And she went on. And she taught him and gave him the finest gift one can ever give and get. Secret of unconditional love.